From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Andrew Yost. Missouri soon will require childproof packaging for liquid nicotine used in electronic cigarettes. The measure signed yesterday by Democratic Governor Jay Nixon is aimed at making it more difficult for children to ingest chemicals in the liquid. Lawmakers have said that could prevent accidental poisonings. Experts have said nicotine is especially dangerous for children. Electronic cigarettes work by heating liquid nicotine into an inhalable vapor, which sometimes is flavored to taste like candy. Retailers who violate the new law will face up to a $250 first-time fine. The fine is $500 for each additional offense. The measure does not apply to liquid nicotine that has been sealed by a manufacturer and isn't intended to be opened by consumers. The University of Missouri Press is moving back to campus after 25 years in Southeast Columbia. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports the University of Missouri Press was founded on campus more than 50 years ago, but later moved to an off-campus location designed for the press and for its warehouse and distribution center. Outside vendors now handle distribution, printing, and warehousing for the press. MU Director David Rosenbaum says the move to the campus site will increase the press's visibility and will be completed later this month. The MU Press was part of the UM system until 2012, when officials announced the press would be phased out. Administrators later announced the press would remain open and would shift from the UM system to the University of Missouri. The U.S. Senate this week is considering an education bill that would address problems with the No Child Left Behind law. Missouri Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill says the bill would shift responsibility for overseeing education back to the states. St. Louis Public Radio's Jim Howard reports.
McCaskill says the No Child Left Behind law passed during President George W. Bush's term did not work as intended.
It has instilled a teach-to-the-test mentality in too many schools where creativity is necessary and encouraging teachers to use their own creativity to teach has really been put on a side burner.
The Senate bill also does away with mandates under Common Core and lets states set their own standards for education. Under the bill, state and local officials would also determine the best way to address problems at poorly performing schools, rather than having those solutions imposed by the U.S. Department of Education. The Senate is expected to consider numerous amendments to the bill this week. In Washington, I'm Jim Howard.
Governor Jay Nixon is expected to sign into law the first significant measure state lawmakers have taken to address concerns raised after the fatal police shooting of a black 18-year-old in Ferguson, Missouri. Nixon is scheduled to announce action on the bill today in St. Louis. The legislation would cap fines for minor traffic violations and reduce revenues most cities can collect from traffic fines and fees. Nixon in January asked lawmakers to pass a bill addressing issues raised with the state's local courts. Supporters say it will address the predatory revenue-generating practices detailed in a federal Justice Department report on Ferguson. I'm Andrew Yost, KBIA News, Columbia.